American Morning, the most news in the morning, period. Weekday 6 Eastern.
An interesting article that you've written for Time, and you start off with a reference to Bono about how when you sort of first encountered him, you thought maybe he's a little nuts, and yet now he's an example of what you're calling creative capitalism. Tell us a bit about that story.
Well, Bono came up with the idea of this Red Project, where you'd have products that were branded, cool products, and knowing that those products are contributing to buying life-saving medicine. And I think it's part of the overall idea that companies view their mission as helping not just their richest customers, but also being agents of change to help those most in need. And that the umbrella for that is what I'm calling creative capitalism. It's about saying stretch for the poorest, go out of your way, do way more than you might think of otherwise for those, and it will reward you in the long run in terms of broader markets and hiring the best people and a great reputation.
Let's talk a little about a crisis that we're all facing right now, and you've mentioned a lot of them, but one of them that seems to be facing people immediately is this energy crisis. How could you see creative capitalism being applied to this energy crisis that we're in?
Well, whenever you have a strong price signal, you're going to draw in a lot of innovation. And I see today in the scientific community a lot of very bright people not only doing research, but also being involved in startup companies. And there's a lot of wild ideas that will lead to energy that's lower cost, secure, and environmentally friendly. Many of them will be dead ends, but here you have the normal profit motive and the desire to help out the people who are suffering the most from these high energy costs coming together.
Now that Americans are facing the possibility of $5 a gallon for gasoline or very expensive heating oil or corn prices that are up, all of a sudden it sounds like a crisis that has just popped up in the last year.
When energy prices are high, what that means for us is maybe taking a shorter trip. What it means in these countries is buying less fertilizer and having less food, where you're literally on the edge of starvation.
You've basically just started this new job full-time. You've been working on the foundation for a long time, but you've made this your full-time job now. What does that mean for you? How's life different for you?
Well, it's been less than a month since I switched to being full-time at the foundation. I'm thrilled at the interesting, important problems that we're working on. I'm very optimistic that we'll come up with a breakthrough. So, you know, I love this job just like I loved my previous full-time work, and I think I'm adopting even faster than I expected.